Switzerland is a country long known for its neutrality, carefully maintained through World War II and the Cold War that followed. One of the ways the small country in the middle of Europe was able to stay neutral was a plan to sabotage any invasion. To do that, the Swiss placed booby traps and dynamite in strategic locations. The BBC's Imogen Folks reports.
There are roadworks with a difference going on here at Kreuzbuchstrasse in the middle of Lucerne. It's normally a quiet residential area. There's a primary school just here, a children's playground, and lots of family homes. But residents have just discovered there's also a relic of the Cold War. Buried beneath the street is a large quantity of dynamite, ready to be exploded should Switzerland be invaded.
I got a letter from the army that we have dynamite in the street in our city, and I was very shocked. And I think at this time, dynamite in the street is nonsense.
Rizka Doman is president of the local residents' association, and he was amazed and angry to find that high explosives and the necessary detonation cords had been buried virtually on his doorstep and only yards from the local school. But as this old Swiss newsreel proudly illustrates, booby-trapping strategic routes is classic Swiss defence policy. We can blow up our bridges with merciless precision, boasts the commentator. Even now, Christoph Schupach, head of combat planning at Switzerland's Defence Department, still believes the policy is justified.
This was part of the defence policy in the 60s. During the Cold War, the army in the 60s was the only thing to defend Switzerland against the Warsaw Pact.
But the Warsaw Pact is long gone, and now there are doubts about safety. During the Cold War, the Swiss army booby-trapped several hundred strategic sites. There are thousands of kilograms of explosives buried all over the country. Switzerland is not planning to dig up all those explosives. Several hundred strategic sites will remain. As Christoph Schupach of the Defence Department explains, preparing important routes for quick destruction in case of invasion is still a vital part of Swiss defence policy.
Who knows about the situation in 20 years? What's the future battlefield or so? So we are still maintaining several hundred permanent explosives, yes.
So, although the residents of Kreuzbuchstrasse can now sleep easily, knowing their own explosives are finally gone, many other roads, tunnels and bridges in Switzerland, their exact location a closely guarded secret, remain armed and ready to be detonated.
The BBC's Imogen Folks in Lucerne, Switzerland.